Ladies and gentlemen,
put your hands together.
It's something special right here. Hey, yo, you know who this is.
Baller Alert.
Welcome to the Baller Alert Show.
What it do, baby? It's OCT. The one and only Octavia, to be more exact.
Your boy Ferrari Simmons.
With your favorite Ethiopian soup solo.
This is the Baller Alert Show.
Yes, sir. What's poppin'? It's the kid Ferrari Simmons.
Hey, best friends. It's your girl, Sue Solo. Welcome to the Baller Alert Show podcast.
And you can get it wherever you get your podcast.
Big brr. Okay, listen, happy birthday to all my Geminis, but probably one of my favorite Geminis, honestly, no matter how crazy he is, Kanye West, who has a new boo, but we're going to talk about that a little later.
Mm.
But for now, let's get into it.
In case you missed it, let's ride.
Just in case you missed it.
So Erica Mena and Safari have broken up again and might actually be heading for divorce for real this time. Safari agreed to let Erica keep the house they shared and started their family in, which is the right thing to do, but he wants joint custody. Now, I don't see the problem with that at all. If he's a good, loving father, what is the issue with him wanting legal joint custody? I do not know.
I still think this is for TV, but go ahead.
It could possibly be. Now, the fact that he's scared Erica would keep the kids from him is sad, but none of us actually know if she would do that in real life. We really don't know. She is still getting dragged about it, though, and has responded to the drag-ation, best friends. On an Instagram story post, she said, "Here I go getting dragged again in the media, and none of y'all even know the real story. Let me be pregnant and get through this time in peace." Now, she or he both might be crazy, but Erica is pregnant, y'all. Okay, so let's just be nice.
With their second kid.
With their second child. Let's just be nice and just be nice.
Maybe they're going to get back together after the baby arrives.
History says that they just might. Okay, so famed drug kingpin El Chapo is sitting in jail as we speak, and his wife, Emma, who was busted at Dulles International Airport in February, is too. Okay, sis has pled guilty to 3 charges, including money laundering, okay, conspiracy to distribute cocaine, meth, heroin, and marijuana.
Well, damn.
And she could face life in prison just like her man. Yeah. Well, damn. Okay. Speaking of somebody, man, Kim Kardashian allegedly said she doesn't even know Kanye's new model girlfriend, Irina, and that she's a non-factor. Okay. Listen, honey, she might say she don't care, but it's very much giving Evelyn Lozada.
You are a non-motherfucker, bitch.
Yeah, that's...
Go get your man back, Kim K.
Child.
You was crying on the last Keeping Up with the Kardashian episode.
Not because she lost a man.
Because
she was embarrassed.
He wanted to move to Wyoming and you don't even want to go. Take your ass to Wyoming,
oh,
man.
Oh, God. Best friends, that's what's new with Sue. Lead singer for the pioneering hip-hop group Digital Underground, Shock G, was found dead in a hotel room in Tampa back in April. It was April 22nd, to be exact. Now, that was just about 2 weeks after we lost DMX. No one knew at the time what happened, what the cause of death was, and G-Shock's father had actually said that authorities were going to conduct an autopsy. I am very sad to say that a rep for the from the medical examiner's office said it was an accidental overdose on fentanyl, alcohol, and meth, y'all.
Hey.
Right. I am tired of losing black people like this. Black people, let's love each other a little stronger, all right? So, Quavo Huncho dissed former NBA player Kendrick Perkins when he rapped the lyrics, "Get no playing time, Kendrick Perkins," and took his chance to double down face-to-face. Well, you know, the new face-to-face via Zoom. Take a listen.
My boy Big Perk had a suit on, man, when you was arguing and going at it with my boy Drake. I feel like, and that was the Cleveland Finals, and you didn't really play like that, Perk. You didn't. And you wanted to argue, you wanted to fight, you caused so much chaos if you ain't playing. And that's the moral of the story. And that's how tradition, like, if you ain't playing, you shouldn't be trying to fight.
That man said, if you ain't playing, you shouldn't be trying to fight.
Get him, Quavo. Get him, Quavo.
If I said what I said was a person, okay?
Culture 3 out Friday.
But, Rari, you're a dad. So what do you think of Safari wanting joint legal custody of his kids?
I think it's a... I think this is fake. I think this whole thing is a fake. I think that they're doing this. They're going to the extreme to make people... to make it seem believable. Unless I talk to Safari or Erica myself, I don't believe what they're doing right now is real.
Okay, now, you know what's crazy? Maybe you don't know this, but back in 2017, Erica Mena tweeted, "If anybody goes back to doing Love and Hip Hop, it's because they need the money, but word on the streets is she's about to be back on Love and Hip Hop."
Bingo.
Hmm. Okay, you might be right there, brother man.
But I know I ain't gonna be right by this Versus right here with Trina and Eve.
Yo, I was just about to ask you, are you looking forward to that?
No, I'm not watching it.
What?
No.
Why not?
If wifey wanna watch it, I'll watch it with her. But I'm not gonna go out my way to watch Eve and Trina. At past the, past the couple, they got about what, 4 songs apiece.
Excuse me? Eve got more than that.
Okay, they got multiple songs. I'm talking about a hit record.
Okay, listen.
And I'm from the crib, so I'm naturally gonna side with Trina. So off GP, I'm side with Trina.
Facts.
But I don't want to hear him in the verses.
Well, plenty of other people do. Okay, this is the first.
I want to hear Eve
rap. Got a man, female verses.
That song was fire.
What is Trina gonna play when Eve play that though?
Dun dun dun. Who's bad?
Okay.
Who's bad?
I'm single again. See, you do want to watch it low key. Look at you.
Nope.
You over here hype. You got a little twinkle in your eye.
No.
Whatever, y'all. It is going down. Versus Friday night.
Oh, this
June
Friday.
June 18th.
June 18th.
Versus
on a Friday.
The first rap female versus with Eve, Trina. Friday, June 18th is going down. I'm gonna tune in. Even though you're trying to be a hater, I'ma tune in just to support the fact that this is the first rap female versus. About damn time. Swizzy,
let's go to commercial.
Best friends, we'll be right back with more Baller Alert.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Message.
Okay, it is time for Baller Mail.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Rari, my man can't go in the bedroom past 5 pumps.
What?
Like a legit 2 to 3 minutes, and it's killing me. I'm starting to have to pleasure myself.
Wow.
We've spoken about this, and he doesn't seem to care. What do you guys suggest? What's up, True Solo? If you're in a relationship and he can't get past 5 pumps without, you know, climaxing.
You know what? I feel sorry for my good sis over there who's sitting there with the blue badge. Like, that's horrible that you have to rub one out when you got a living situation right there. Now, what I will say is I don't know if it's that he don't care, sis. I think he probably is really giving you all he got. Like, he really don't got more than 2 minutes.
He's doing the best that he can.
I think he doing the best that he can, sis. So, if that's all he got and you are sexually frustrated, y'all might need to consider an open relationship.
Tag me in, please. Tag me in.
Go.
Whoever this gentleman is, how damn dare you? You can't eat the box for a cool 30 minutes, make a climax on your face or something, bro? Well, what the hell is going on with you?
Secondly, always want to climax
can you eat
on the
butt or something? Can you do something to please your lady before you give her 5 pumps? And if you give her 5 pumps of climax, you need to go ahead and give her another 5 pumps. Give her a couple rounds or something, bro. You need to please your woman. If you do not please your woman, you leave open the door opportunity for another man to come take your woman. My man, I hope you are listening. Please do something about this and change your ways. Do not leave your lady unsatisfied. That is the ultimate no-no in manhood.
Like, you honestly gotta be a rude son of a bitch.
Unless he cheating.
Get your rocks off.
Unless he cheating and, you know, he just like, all right, whatever.
Got the nerve to wipe yourself down.
How old are y'all?
Turn around and go to sleep.
If he in his 50s and 60s, I mean, at this point, you know, 5 pumps is probably all he got. But if he in his 30s, you know, 40s, I mean, hell, but it's pills for that. Why don't you get the man a pill? You know what you do? You know what? Never mind.
What? No, say, please.
Put a pill in his food or something. So he just has a stiffy.
Listen. Sorry, sis. I'm just sorry for you.
Yeah. All right, well.
Either cheat, leave, or put a pill in his food.
Yeah. More Ball Alert after this.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned.
With more of the Baller Alert Show. You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show, starring Octavia March, Ferrari Simmons, and Sue Solo.
This is Special Cloth Alert.
Welcome back to the Baller Alert Show podcast, Baller Nation. Mm-hmm. My guy Ferrari Simmons sat down with the track star himself, Mooski, and I already heard the interview. It's a little wild, but we're going to run it back for y'all.
Yes, sir, Ski. Ferrari Simmons, I'm live in the Fed Ball Alert Streets 945. I have the hit sensation, Mr. Mooski, in the building. How's it going, sir?
Yo, it's going, bro.
Now, is this your first time in Atlanta, or is your first time in Atlanta on a press run?
It's my first time in Atlanta on a press run.
Okay, so you've been in Atlanta. You've been coming to Atlanta for a minute.
For sure.
Now, let's take it back. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Trackstar originally came out last year, June
2020. Yes, sir.
And it took a little minute to kind of get this national exposure that it's getting right now. I first heard it in December 2020. And then me and somebody named Kadife had a dope ass conversation. And we both agreed that you are the next big artist to blow for 2021. Let's take it back to 2020 June when you dropped Trackstar.
Right.
Where was Mooski at mentally? What was your mind frame like at that time frame?
I was working, bro. I just
working as like having a day job working.
Yeah.
Where were you working at?
I was on the tactical security team.
Now, speaking to the mics because we gotta get clear audio on that. You said what?
So I was like, I did tactical security.
You did tactical security.
Yeah. So like we
Wow.
Yeah. So I mean, we was working like 12-hour shifts. So I was really, you know what I'm saying, working night shift, and I did that Monday through Friday, and then I went to the studio right after. Stayed in Jacksonville for the weekend, you know what I'm saying?
So you recorded this in Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jacksonville, Alabama.
Alabama. I'm thinking Jacksonville, Florida now. Let's take it back. Let's take it back. What are you talking about?
Shout out, Zay.
So where are you from exactly?
I'm from Alabama.
What part of Alabama?
Op, Alabama.
Yes, like Nate, when motherfuckers be saying the ops.
Yeah. OPP, okay. Bro.
OPP. And yes, then where is Jacksonville, Alabama compared to Op, Alabama?
All right, so I'm from Op, but I was living in Auburn, and I was working in Troy, worked in Troy. Drove.
So you talk about, you know, you can really can't say, "Hey, bro, I'm from the Ops." Is that cool to say that in Alabama?
No.
Okay.
It's just, I'm from Op, but see, what's crazy is though, they call my city Baby Atlanta though.
Really?
Because of talent, bro. Man, we got some. I'm telling you,
so it's more people. Okay, so let's get back on the story. So you was working at this tactical security. So you know how to shoot guns and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
So you a killer motherfucker.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Okay, carry on.
So I was working there. So I was driving an hour from Troy to my spot, to my crib. I go there, you know what I'm saying, pick up whatever I got to get out of my house, and then I drive 2 hours to Jacksonville, you know, and record. Stayed another weekend with my nigga Stunner. You know what I'm saying? We go in there and record, and then when I come back, I go straight from Jacksonville straight to work. You feel what I'm saying? And I keep doing that for every week.
Okay. All right. So now we're in June 2020. The TikTok starts catching. I believe, you correct me if I'm wrong, December-ish.
No. It was after that.
So January,
like TikTok. See, I don't want to say this wrong, but when I saw it actually take off, was like, cause I remember I looked on that one day. It was like 2,500 videos. That's the first time I looked.
That's the first time I saw it. But go ahead.
Yeah, it was 2,500 videos. Then everybody started hitting me up like, hey, bro, like your song's trending on TikTok, bro. And that was like last month. This month, like right when I was getting ready to sign, it started bubbling.
Wow.
Yeah, cause we was about to take that back to the negotiation table.
Alright, give me some shout outs before you get up out of here, man. And tell us what you got coming up next. Is an album coming or what?
Man, yeah, we you know,
is it done already?
You know, we working, bro.
Damn,
got a project in the works, man. I got a lot of music coming, man.
Will they sound similar to Trackstar as far as like the range of your vocals and stuff like that? Are we gonna get some rap songs too or what?
Man, yeah, I better get everything.
You're a rapper too.
Like, I don't want to say like I'm a rapper. I'm just Mooski, man. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, I'm about to get them a lot of different sounds. Okay. That they probably ain't expecting.
All right, man. Well, you heard it here. How can they contact you, reach you? Tell them, shout out your Instagram and all that.
Yo, hey,
y'all should already have it.
Where? Hey, yo, you can follow my Instagram at Mooski with 4 eyes. Twitter with Mooski. It's Mooski.
Why is it 4 eyes on Mooski?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Somebody got my name right now, bro.
Oh, damn. Okay.
We gotta get that handled though. So.
Oh yeah, you signed to the right label. They gonna get that shit done.
Yeah, we gotta get them out of the way.
All right, man. Ball Alert Streets 945, Ferrari Simmons. I'm here with the mostly talented, very talented, very well seasoned veteran speaking Mooski, man. Until
Much
next
love,
time
man. Appreciate
when I see him. Next time I see him, I know he gonna have
a big ass chain on. Very expensive chain, big ass rollie. I don't know if you're an AP guy. It's coming though.
Right.
I'm super proud of you. I know this is our first time meeting, but I was on you earlier. And I'm just seeing you rise right now, and it's just very impressive the way you're handling yourself now. Very impressive. I'm happy for you, bro.
I appreciate it.
Salute. All right. And it is time for us to get up out of here. So, Solo, you got any shout outs?
Already?
Yeah, it's time for us to get up out of here.
All right. You know what? I'm a shout out to the Weeknd. The Weeknd is using his platform to talk about the Tigray genocide. So I just want to thank him for being the Ethiopian star that he is and speaking out against the crisis that is happening in my hometown, in my region of the country. Shout out to you. Shout out to my family. Stay strong. I love absolutely everybody that's tuned in to the Baller Alert Show podcast. We appreciate y'all. Don't forget to follow me at _SoufSolo on the gram.
And my shout out goes to a couple people. The first person is Instagram, because you need to get Souf Solo's IG Live back operating.
Thank you.
She should be able to talk about what she want to talk about on Instagram before y'all be flagging her, okay? She got some real stuff to say. Now, the second shout out goes out to my guy Future, because I am part of the Future Hive. And listen, whenever Future drops a new song, we go crazy in the male fanhood. And yes, Future's unreleased verse when he's talking about Lori Harvey. And what's her boyfriend name? You know what? Don't say it. Don't say her boyfriend name, because it don't matter. Because the Future don't like him.
Don't do him. No.
The Future don't like him.
No.
Neither does the Future Hive.
No.
Okay?
Michael B. Jordan is
Michael
his name.
B. Jordan, we got smoke with you. Michael B. Jordan, because Future got smoke with you. Okay? That's all I got to say. God. That's a shout out for today. And God bless. We'll see you guys on the next episode of the Baller Alert Damn Show.
You just messy. Bye, y'all.
Future Hive.
Baller Alert. Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert. Or log on to BallerAlert.com.